Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, visiting with KMOX money man Jordan Goodman, and let's take a look at this week's numbers.
Well, the two major economic numbers this week, Brad, were the consumer price index up 0.5%, 2.1% annual inflation rate, producer prices up 0.4%, a 2.7% annual rate. Those are both a little hotter than people expected. Things are definitely heating up. But the stock market didn't worry about it at all. It rebounded very sharply, one of the best weeks it's had in a long time. The Dow ended the week at 25,219. NASDAQ ended the week at 72.39. Oil ended at about $60 a barrel. Treasury bond yields continue to rise up to 2.8. They got into the 2.9% range this week. And gold at $13.53, up a little bit as well.
Looking at the news of the week, President Trump back in the headlines with the budget.
So he proposed a $4.4 trillion budget for this next fiscal year. Big increases in defense, big cuts in domestic programs. And according to his budget, he's proposing adding $7 trillion to the debt over the next four years. So that's I guess the fiscal hawks have flown the coop, I guess you might say.
How about tariffs?
Well, a panel that he empowered proposed that he put tariffs on steel and aluminum because we've been getting dumped on and we've been losing a lot of jobs in those areas. It could happen, but the Chinese, particularly against the Chinese, but the Koreans as well, they could retaliate against this. We really don't want to be getting into a trade war, and that's what might happen here.
And President Trump and his infrastructure plan.
So he proposed a infrastructure plan that would be $1.5 trillion, but $200 billion of that would be federal money, the rest of it private money. The investors on the private side don't seem that interested, frankly. They want to do toll roads. They can charge money and make money from. Nobody wants to do deep tunnels that nobody's going to get any revenue from. So we'll see, but it's unlikely to happen the way he's proposing it.
We're speaking with Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how about the takeovers of the week?
So Walgreens wants to buy AmerisourceBergen, which is a major distributor of healthcare supplies, for $19 billion. General Dynamics agreed to buy CSRA, which is a big defense intellectual property services company, for $6.8 billion. And what would be the biggest merger in technology of all time, Broadcom wants to take over Qualcomm, be a $121 billion deal. Qualcomm has been resisting. They met this week. They still haven't really agreed, but that still may happen.
And as always, one of my favorites, the Rogues Gallery. I understand you had to actually pare it down this week.
I did. I have to limit it to the top five, I know, but somebody's got to make some choices here. So Coinbase, which is the place where people buy and sell cryptocurrencies, was in many cases double or sometimes triple charging for Bitcoin trades. On thousands and thousands of trades. One person said they were charged 17 times, and one person said they were charged 50 times for the same trade. So that kind of got Coinbase into some trouble. Steve Wynn, who we talked about last week, resigned from Wynn Resorts that he founded, now will not be getting millions of dollars in severance that he thought he was going to get because of the allegations against him. Stephen Cohen, who's a major hedge fund manager who runs a hedge fund called Point 72, was accused by several women of a hostile work environment. It's an $11 billion firm. He was already in trouble with the SEC, and this gets him into more trouble. A lawyer, the top immigration customs enforcement, the ICE lawyer in Seattle, a guy named Rafael Sanchez, stole the IDs of seven people in the middle of immigration proceedings, and he was charged with ID theft and wire fraud. That's a lawyer in a case like that. And then U.S. Bank was fined $613 million for allowing rampant money laundering throughout its operations. They should have been on top of, they were not. So an interesting mix of rogues this week, I must say.
Yeah, that is quite a mix. Jordan Goodman, if you want more details, you can visit his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.